This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesperson advised Thursday there was little ground for optimism after receiving the U.S. and NATO responses to the demands Russia made regarding Ukraine and NATO. Moscow wants guarantees NATO will never admit Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations as members, and the alliance will roll back troop deployments in other former Soviet bloc nations. In separate written responses delivered to the Russians Wednesday, the U.S. and NATO held firm to the alliance's open-door policy for membership. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as the United States and its NATO allies expressed fear that a buildup of about 100,000 Russian troops near Ukraine meant Moscow was planning to invade. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, has called the crisis with Russia a moment of truth where the international community must focus more on hard power rather than on soft power.
Not underestimating the importance of soft power, but this crisis is always a moment of truth. And this is why we speak about weapons. This is why we speak about economic sanctions. This is why we speak about the consolidated position of all of us, that so that President Putin sees that there are no weak links in our defensive chain.
He made the remarks during a visit to Denmark Thursday alongside his Danish counterpart. Denmark's foreign minister pledged about 73 million euros in support of Ukraine, which is mostly to promote democracy and human rights. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed four-way talks with Russia, France, and Germany as a meaningful step towards peace. A statement by his office said Thursday, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday affirmed his pledge to nominate the first black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court, saying it was long overdue.
While I've been studying candidates' backgrounds and writings, I've made no decision except one. Person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
President Biden praised retiring Justice Stephen Breyer as a model public servant and promised a nominee by the end of February. Breyer joined Biden at the White House a day after news broke of the 83-year-old's upcoming retirement. Mr. Biden has already met personally with at least one top nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Breyer's former clerk, who has been a federal trial court judge since 2013 in the District of Columbia. President Biden Thursday called on Congress to immediately enshrine the Equal Rights Amendment in the U.S. Constitution and formally protect women's rights nearly a century after lawmakers first raised them. In a statement, Mr. Biden urged Congress to, quote, pass a resolution recognizing ratification of the ERA, end quote, saying recent legal analysis showed there was nothing preventing lawmakers from acting. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson Thursday denied his government was delaying the publication of a report into potential breaches of restrictions over successive coronavirus lockdowns. The report by civil servant Sue Gray is investigating accusations that parties and gatherings took place at No. 10 Downing Street while the public was prevented from gathering. The Prime Minister would not confirm nor deny whether any of the report would be redacted. Germany reported another record number of daily new COVID-19 infections Thursday, crossing the 200,000 threshold for the first time as the country debates whether to impose compulsory vaccinations. Germany's unwished-for record comes 2 years to the day after the first infection case was reported in Bavaria at the beginning of 2020, leading to 2 years of restrictions, testing, vaccine rollouts, and limitations to public life. A Holocaust survivor appealed Thursday to the German parliament to keep alive the victims' memory. Inga Auerbacher told the Bundestag that it was essential to fight the spreading cancer of hatred. Fighting back tears, she recalled the suffering and loss she endured at the hands of the Nazis. She flew to Berlin in the face of the pandemic to take part in the ceremonies. The speaker of the Israeli Knesset also took part in the ceremonies. He embraced Auerbacher and wept openly as he recited a prayer for the dead. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.